Decluttering your life, solutions to help break the cycle of compulsive hoarding. If you are listening to this CD or reading this book, you know a hoarder. It could be a sibling, a parent, a neighbor, or a friend. You may have seen their behavior deteriorate over time, or it may have come as a total surprise to you, going to their home one day only to realize their tidy exterior existence hides a jumbled mess of unnecessary, illogical possessions. Hoarders have come to light in America largely by way of reality television. And while there is humor to be taken in every situation, those among us who know, care, or love someone who is a hoarder also realize it is a serious problem with health, social, and safety consequences. We also know that most hoarders are slow to accept help or even accept that they need it. That's where we come in. With a combination of hard data, systematic instructions, loving care, and determination, you can help the hoarder you know break free from their compulsive behavior and begin living a happier, healthier lifestyle. We're becoming a nation of hoarders, and it happens in stealth mode. A knick-knack here, a garage sale there, and suddenly our loved one's living room has taken on the appearance of the final scene from the Nicolas Cage film National Treasure. Hoarding is defined as the excessive accumulation of stuff and the refusal to discard it, resulting in problematic and overwhelming clutter. Many hoarders prefer more endearing terms, such as collectors or clutter bugs, but for the purpose of this program, we will refer to them as hoarders, and specific examples refer to the hoarder as she, so as not to have to say he or she throughout the entire program. As human beings, we all hoard to a degree, going back to our primitive survival instinct of making sure we will always have enough food, clothing, and shelter to be safe and feel secure. However, hoarders take this instinct to the extreme, and the symptoms become chronically worse over time if not dealt with. The financial costs of hoarding are extremely high, from paying late fines for bills and money lost among their mess, to the thousands of dollars on the compulsive acquisition of items that fill the endless void. People go to great lengths to conceal their living conditions. It's a very draining, stressful way to live. Keeping their mess a secret is tiring. Every interaction with another person is a chance they'll be found out. It's important to note the far-reaching scope of hoarding. It robs us socially because we're too embarrassed to have people over to visit. It robs us spiritually because we can't be at peace in a cluttered home. In addition, it robs us psychologically by stealing our ability to feel motivated and free in our living space. Hoarders often describe the condition of their home as living in a cocoon, struggling with a constant desire to tame the chaos in their home and in their head, but not knowing where to start due to the overwhelming conditions. The hoarding is a comfort, but at the same time a repelling burden as well. Compulsively shuffling things amongst the chaos is sometimes a daily ritual in order to quiet their negative and intrusive thoughts. They continually attempt to fill the dark void of loneliness and depression with things instead of people. Often, a trigger for hoarding occurs when kids leave and go off to college. The compulsive behavior invades even the kids' room. The hoarder tries to decorate and fill the room, but then it quickly becomes a storage room since they cannot stand to feel the void of missing them so much and seeing the constant reminder of their abandonment. Filling the room up with items will alleviate the negative and lonely feelings. Avoidance is usually the outcome of family members because addressing the issue of hoarding causes so much tension and despair. In severe cases of hoarding, kids get to the point where they don't want to come home due to the excessive clutter, which tears the family apart. Many children describe the house as, "It doesn't feel like home anymore." The best way to combat the hoarding disorder is to leverage the typical curiosity of hoarders by educating them in a calm manner about what you will learn in this compilation. Typically, hoarders will not admit to having the hoarding disorder initially, nor consent to getting professional help, which is why we created this comprehensive educational package along with actual systematic treatments. We wanted to provide loved ones and families dealing with hoarding with an affordable, expansive, and attainable method to deal with hoarding, because we likewise have had family members who dealt with hoarding, and we were not availed of these resources.